crypto ETFs are undercutting exchanges with 1/3 BPS trading fees. Bloomberg senior ETF analyst Eric Balchunas argued this week that spot crypto exchange traded funds are pulling volume away from crypto exchanges by offering something the exchanges struggle to match: near zero trading costs. In a post shared by Cointelegraph on July 27, 2026, Balchunas framed the shift bluntly, saying ETFs let traders buy coins for 1 to 3 basis points instead of paying the higher margin fees that exchanges have long relied on. A basis point is 0.01%. At 1 to 3 basis points, a $10,000 purchase costs roughly $1 to $3 in trading spread. Many centralized exchanges still charge taker fees in the range of 0.1% to 0.4% for retail flow, which works out to $10 to $40 on that same trade. The gap is not subtle, and it compounds for anyone who trades size or trades often. The math behind the squeeze, the comparison Balchunas is drawing, sits at the point of execution, not the point of custody. When a large ETF trades on a major stock exchange, the bid-ask spread on the fund itself has compressed to a few basis points because market makers compete aggressively for that flow. Buying the ETF is, in effect, buying spot exposure at institutional execution quality. Crypto exchanges make money differently. Their published maker-taker schedules are only part of the picture. Retail users often pay a wider effective cost once you fold in the spread between the quoted price and the true mid, plus conversion steps for anyone funding with fiat. For a trader who just wants price exposure and has no interest in withdrawing coins to a wallet, an ETF can be the cheaper door. This context matters as of late July 2026, with Bitcoin trading at $65,111, up 1.1% on the day, and Ether at $1,945, up 3.6%, according to CoinMarketCap. The market's fear and greed index sat at 39 in fear territory. Flat tape tends to sharpen investor attention on costs because fees eat a larger share of returns when prices are not running. Two products that look the same but are not an ETF share and a coin on an exchange both give you price exposure, but they are not interchangeable. The ETF wraps the asset in a regulated fund structure. You get a brokerage line item, tax reporting handled by the fund, and no private keys to manage. You also cannot spend it, move it on chain, or self-custody it. It sits in a brokerage account and settles on traditional market hours in most cases. An exchange balance, by contrast, is a live coin. You can withdraw it, stake it, send it to a hardware wallet, or load it onto a card and spend it. That optionality is exactly what the fee buys. Balchunas is right that the raw execution cost favors ETFs, but the two audiences want different things. A retirement account rebalancing into Bitcoin cares about basis points. Someone funding a self-custody card or moving stablecoins across borders needs the coin itself, and an ETF does nothing for them. The fee pressure reaches spending rails too. The same logic that is compressing brokerage costs is showing up in how people move and spend crypto. Card issuers and payment apps compete on the total cost of a transaction, where the disclosed fee is rarely the full story. A card might advertise no foreign exchange fee while still earning on the conversion spread at the point of sale, plus the Visa or MasterCard network markup of roughly 0.5% to 0.9%. The through line across ETFs, exchanges, and cards is that headline fees and effective fees keep drifting apart, and the cheaper-looking option is not always cheaper once you trace the full path. For active traders, the practical takeaway is to separate the two jobs. If the goal is pure directional exposure inside a tax-advantaged or brokerage account, the ETF road is now hard to beat on cost. If the goal is to actually hold, move, or spend crypto, the exchange or wallet still wins because an ETF cannot leave the brokerage. Balchunas is describing a real migration of trading volume, not a wholesale replacement. Exchanges keep the users who need coins to do something. ETFs are absorbing the users who only ever wanted the price. Exchanges are not standing still either. Several have already floated zero-fee spot tiers and rebate structures to defend retail flow, a sign the pressure Balchunas describes is being felt on the other side.